Have you ever had to deal with a clown car of approvals? Hi, this is Andy Nathan, and this is Tales from a Digital Marketer. And today we're going to be talking about how to deal with different stakeholders when you're doing your marketing. So before we get to that, if you have any questions about how to improve your digital marketing, then we want to be able to help you out. So go to andynathan.net/schedule, and you get a free 30-minute session with me to talk about how to build your digital marketing strategy. Love to be able to help you out. Again, that's andynathan.net/schedule, and we will help you build the type of digital marketing strategy that grows your business and actually works. Isn't that amazing? With that, let's talk about a clown car of approvals. So I was talking with a connection of mine, and they were talking about how they have all these different stakeholders in their organization that need approval for different digital marketing assets like videos, email, social media posts, things like that that need to go out on a regular basis. And what they referred to it was as a clown car of approvals, because it feels like everyone gets in the clown car. You remember the old video commercial with that? You have a clown car that's like a little Volvo or whatever, and 100 different clowns come out of it. I thought, I'm like, wow, that's brilliant. So to keep them out of the context, I don't want to talk about the organization and the company that talked about this, but it brings up the fact that so many different organizations, so many companies today have this conception that if they're going to do anything, everyone needs to approve. If you don't have everyone's stakeholders' opinions, you're going to be in trouble. And while I don't want to get you in any legal problems, and if there are some legal issues, yes, you definitely have to address that first. You also have to make sure people are happy. However, you have to do things within reason. And that's part of the challenges, is that how to balance off who gets approval, because the old adage of too many chefs in the kitchen is a very real thing. How do we then address the clown car of approvals? Well, we need to do a few simple things. First, make sure you know who the stakeholders are before you start the project. Because the problem is that if you don't define who the stakeholders are, the people who need to approve something ahead of time, that's when you get that clown car of approvals and it just spirals out of control. Second, once you know who they are, if people start building on and building on, remind them of what they decided upon. Because you want to make sure as the project moves forward and you could be able to build your marketing plan and build in all these cool things, that you don't get bogged down in a clown car of approvals. And third, once you have those approvals, go with it and start promoting. Make sure that people understand that they need to get back to you in a timely manner in order for you to move forward with the project. Otherwise, you're going to have to move forward or the project doesn't happen at all. And it's very important to set boundaries on the stakeholders as well. And I know that can be very tough, especially if you're dealing with someone who's in upper management or there's some other type of prominent VIP. It can be very difficult to nail down a time frame for that. The key is that you have to set those expectations up front so they know, hey, look, we need to hear back from you by such and such date. Otherwise, we can't do this. Here's why. If you give them a date, give them a deadline, and give them a reason, they'll more than likely understand. So that's it. That's how you deal with a clown car of approvals. I hope this really helped you out. If you're in an organization that's looking to grow your business, this is something that you do have to deal with, especially as you get larger. If you have any further questions about what to do and how to build it up, I'd love to be able to talk to you. This is Andy Nathan from andynathan.net. Feel free to schedule a conversation with me at andynathan.net/schedule. Love to hear your tales from a digital marketer so I can include your stories as well. And have a great day and a better week.